cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 13th of August 2009. 13 unlucky for some, they say. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.net and bookmark those pages, those other sites I have up and listed there, because I truly am getting trouble from certain authorities, and I've been getting it for quite some time, but now they're stepping it up. I have no satellite service at all. After mentioning how poor the quality was on last night's show, I mentioned the name ExploreNet, and bingo, at 9 o'clock right after the show, down it went. And I've gone round in circles all night long with the company, and today as well. And I'm going to try to find some other way to upload my shows to the site. So for those who are used to just looking in for the uploads, thinking it appears there by magic, not realizing it takes time and energy and an awful lot of your life away doing all this kind of stuff, to let you know that the uploads might not just be there when you want them. And if I even get a new satellite system, this one's not even 2 years old, it would cost me another $1,000. And to be honest with you, I'm getting kind of fed up putting out everything for free and having the same handful of people sponsoring me once in a while through PayPal and thousands listening for nothing. This is more than any job. It's 24 hours a day. It's 7 days a week. And not a day goes by that there's not another crisis to deal with. So just to let you know, if you can't get the recent uploads, it's because it's going to cost a lot of dough for me. And I don't want to be keeping using my credit card to bring this news to you. That's how pissed off I am about all of this. And it also goes to show you that when the authorities want you, they don't have to get guys to knock on your door. They do what they do here. They just interrupt your phone calls. They drop your phone calls. They give you tapping noises all through your phone calls sometimes just to irritate you, especially at night when the younger staff are on listening in, or the younger spooks that they hire. Or they just get Hughes Satellite Company that really divvies out the shares to companies like ExploreNet with a word to the right person, and they simply switch you off and say, we don't know what's wrong. I had the same problem, remember, only a few weeks back with Yahoo. They could never find what was wrong. My site just couldn't upload at all. It was amazing. I was the only person on the planet that had this problem. They just couldn't tell me what the problem was. And because it took them weeks to figure it out, that was weeks of uploading that I'd have to do once it was fixed out. You know how long that takes on crappy uploading speed from ExploreNet? 24 hours a day for 2.5 weeks. Just to let you know, this is not a big company here getting funded by advertisers or anybody else. It's the only show out there that isn't taking money from advertisers or pushing for you to buy or buy this or buy that. The ads on the show, remember, go straight to RBN. I have nothing to do with whatsoever, and that pays RBN for the airtime and for their equipment and for their technicians. But as far as what comes in here, it's almost zilch. So I'm seriously thinking about doing other things and starting to teach small groups again. Small groups that pay. They actually pay a lot of money. Do you hear what I have to say? I'll be back with more after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just continuing with my beef about the latest little attacks I've been getting here, where the satellite company just switched me off, even though they take the cash, and they'll go through the routine of the same as Yahoo went through it for maybe 2 or 3 weeks to find the problem. And in the meantime, I'm supposed to spend about $120 or $150 for a guy to come out and check the satellite dish, who no doubt will tell me you need a whole new system when this one is not even 2 years old and certainly is not on 24 hours a day, never ever. But that's the little tricks that they pull on you. And I'm fed up. Even today, I was up in the roof just before the show, adjusting the dish in different directions to see if it made any difference at all. Of course, it didn't, because I'm sure the problem is on their end. They can switch you off. They simply deactivate it. These things really do happen. As I say, most harassment doesn't have to come through guys in uniform at the door. Most of it really is done through their agencies. Remember, Hughes Satellite Company deals with the military. That's the vast amount of information that goes through or from the military. That's their biggest contract. And the same satellite boys that run ExploreNet, you see. And it just takes a phone call to give someone a hassle. So if you're out there and you're independent and you're not fronting for any particular group, or even fronting for any financial institution or anything else, you will get attacked. I've had so many of them, and deal with the frustration day after day, attack after attack, as they go through this silly routine, this Laurel and Hardy routine of saying they don't know what it is, but it's going to cost you thousands to find out. Only to find out it just fixes itself once everything's renewed, you know, and your wallet's empty. So, as I say, for those who are listening live, at least you got it live, you should be recording it if you want it while it's up, because I can't upload it unless I spend all night doing a dial-up. And that's how last night's went up, by the way, dial-up. I don't think anybody else would put up with this stuff when they don't really have to. The for those out there who listen to show after show after show from all across the planet into conspiracy theories, I wish you all the best of luck. The best of luck. Because you'll never ever really catch on that things that you think about are happening are really, really happening. The stations and companies that make their living off conspiracy theories are promoted by the governments as counterintelligence, where you simply go on with the bare facts, quoting from the books put out by the big players, the ones that we know of, the ones that are presented to the public, like the Brzezinskis, like the Maurice Strongs, and so on. The ones that have stuff published about them by themselves often. There's nothing conspiratorial about them publishing their own stuff. You don't have to guess at what they're saying. They tell you what they're going to do. So you go on these shows, you see, they make their money off out-of-body experiences and ghosts and all kinds of new agey, which is just old agey stuff. And then the guy that comes on after you is either rehashing the biblical prophecies, which you can interpret a thousand different ways, to convince the Christian sects, you see, that this is all God's will. And I went through the history a couple of nights ago of how that started off with a particular Bible that was put out. It's now sort of mandatory through all colleges for Christianity. That's where they get all their eschatological stuff to fit in with the end times prophecies and stuff like that. And then they deal with the other ones, the New Agers, by bringing in the UFOs and the aliens and stuff like that and abductions. And people making a mint with fantasy, and it's okay, that's good enough, and it's a free enterprise system. They can make a lot of money off fantasy, and people just gobble up the fantasy, wanting to believe it's true. But when you go on, as I go on, just sticking to the hard facts of what's happening here that we know of and can prove, you will come under attack. And a lot of people can't handle the bad news. That's why they want all the scattered information. They want the UFOs. They want the ghosts. They want the out-of-body experiences. They want Bigfoot. They want biblical end-time prophecy. Because it's all partially fantasy, and fantasy is more exciting. It's also a great way out, thinking, well, if it's all fate, or it's karma, or it's biblical prophecy, etc., there's nothing I can do about it. In fact, if I did anything about it, I'd be fighting God's plan. You see? That's how counterintelligence works. It disarms you. Disarms you completely from doing anything positive and standing up and saying, enough, you see? Enough. Enough. Actually, I was on a show once. I'm not kidding, the guy that was coming on, that came on after me, was selling helmets to stop people from getting abducted by aliens. So for the listener, hearing my voice and then going into that spiel, you see, in their mind, they simply wrap you into the same mishmash of weirdo fantasy, and they can't tell the two apart. That's called counterintelligence. I could name all the shows that do it. All of them. The biggest show out there, I could get back if I just went easy on their other guests. That's what I was told. I could be on every 2 weeks. I said I can't lie to the people. I don't mind them having the out-of-body experiences and the ghosts and the Bigfoot and all the rest of it. I don't mind that at all, as long as they don't wrap it around my neck and try to tar me with the same brush. And if I have to say something about, when they ask me about these particular topics, I have to tell the truth, which kind of discredits their other guests, you see. And yet if I wanted to make a lot of money, I could tell you, I could go way beyond it with all the occult stuff, because I've read far, far more, and I understand far, far more than what you're hearing out there. I could be a real shyster and just let the money pile in. Plenty of them do. And that's what's in demand. So therefore, I'm only speaking to the ones that I say they can handle the bad news, who are a bit annoyed by it, at least a bit indignant about what's happening to their lives and to the and what's going to happen to the lives of their children. And perhaps that's the only group that really matters. And I've even gone through the articles where they've declared at the top, from the likes of Kissinger, what a terrorist is. A terrorist is someone who won't go along with a new global system. So maybe I'm just speaking to the terrorists out there, the ones that are a bit indignant about getting raped by the banks and the governments. Well, they roll out a whole new agenda under the guise of environmentalism to utterly dominate every aspect of your life until you cannot make a single decision for yourself. You only follow government instructions and government orders and bureaucracies, etc. That's who I'm talking to, the ones that care about that, because the rest of it doesn't matter. If people have been having out-of-body experiences for thousands of years, I haven't seen it change a darn thing. If you have seen UFOs since it was created and to be popular since the government started testing stuff way back in the 50s and 40s, then good luck to you. That won't change a darn thing but what's happening today. Not a thing. If they find Bigfoot tomorrow, they can sing a song to you in the forest. It ain't going to make a damn bit of difference to what's happening in your lives. You see, that's all entertainment. That's why it's called entertainment. You have seen a coup take place across the Western world since 2001. And the implementation of a well-laid plan, definitely planned years in advance by every Western government, to go into action at the same time, with the same coordination, with the same laws, which tells you we're completely under one system, which also tells you there has to be a head to the system to keep every country on board, on track, as they say, with consensus on every aspect, the global warming, the carbon footprints, the new carbon economy, and all the rest of the stuff that's coming down the pike. There is obviously a head. And the United Nations was set up not just to be a forum for discussion to iron out differences. It was set up to be the embryo and the front for a world government. I've given you enough evidence, too, from the different talks I've given from the sources themselves, including the big think tanks like the Club of Rome, who dreamt up the idea of global warming and man being at war with the planet, therefore man was the enemy, and that would fit the bill for this whole greening agenda, which is nothing more than a thinly veiled eugenics program. I'll be back with more of this after this break.
Hey, HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, we're cutting through the matrix. Just sort of griping off tonight about what really happens in real life. In real life, as I say, if you're genuine and you're not really fronting for anything, you will get problems in various areas, like simple telephone calls that you can't make or they keep dropping on you, or you hear the clicks, or there are voices on the line sometimes. And other times they just cut off your means to upload to your own sites. Information, this is, remember, it's an information war. Do you understand that? This is called an information war. That's what they told us before they gave us the internet, that there would be an information war. So they prepared for the war. And harassment, this kind of harassment, is standard in warfare, you see. And I've had it so many times from the main strip servers and so on. And from the satellite company. By the way, ExploreNet gives you great speed for the first couple of months. Well, you make your mind up, you want to tie yourself in to their plan. And then it plummets. It plummets because, as I found out last night, two years later, they do have a rollover, they call it, you see, where if they claim that through unfair use policy, you're using it too much. And, of course, that's up to their discretion. They can't give you a figure of what's too much or what's permissible or allowable. Then you're automatically getting cut back each time you log on. You get 5 minutes of not bad speed, nowhere near what you're paying for, and then it'll crawl right down, even downloading, to about three times dial-up. That's what harassment consists of, you see. But it's up to their discretion. And after I mentioned their name on the air last night, bingo, I just had no communication at all. The modem won't even pick up their satellite. Just like that. And as I say, the answer would be to spend another $1,000, get their new system in, the new system that they're pushing, and maybe for a month or two, my problems would be over until they put me back on the rollover, and then I'm being played with once more. No doubt that's how it will happen. But I'm going to seriously think over this weekend what to do, because, as I say, I'm ticked off going into the credit card when I shouldn't even have to ask for money on the air. It's true, it's like begging. It's like begging. It's ridiculous. I don't have to. The reason I'm doing this is because someone had to come out and change the whole Patriot movement from where they were at navel-gazing and show them there was a big, big world out there, and showing them why things were happening and who was behind it, the big corporations in league with governments and so on, and giving the histories of this and when it was set up to be so. And sure enough, it caught on like wildfire, and everyone followed. All the other Patriot stations followed this technique and stopped staring at their feet or their navel to see the big, big picture, because I was warning them where it was all supposed to go by using the documentation put out by the big boys themselves and the United Nations. It's not just pointing it at the front people. I don't care if you've got Obama in, Bush in, or anyone else in, they're all the same. They just fulfill their part of the agenda that never ceases, it never halts, regardless of who's in any country, as treaty after treaty is signed at the United Nations in a whole range of areas to do with food, septic tanks, everything. Everything heats, etc. All energy use is signed every year by high-level bureaucrats that we don't elect. They know what's going on. The politicians just come and go, and humor the public. And what's the point in having politicians, especially the top ones, when they never tell you anything off the cuff? Everything is from a script. Everything is from a script written by other people. So what is this person that you elect, you think you elect? Well, apart from the fact they're pre-chosen at the Bilderberger meetings by people we have nothing to do with. And then have the scriptwriters that must know the agenda because they have to put the words that the president or prime minister is going to say. We had a farce in Canada where Prime Minister Harper gave the same speech, the exact same speech that the Prime Minister of Australia had given 2 weeks prior. They've got it up on YouTube, and they show you in a split page the two of them side by side giving the exact same speech, and it blew out in the papers here, and supposedly the scriptwriter in Canada had panicked, was overworked, and so he borrowed the one that the Prime Minister of Australia had said. That's how farcical the front men are. I personally would prefer just to pay the scriptwriter and have him tell us what he's written. So don't get caught up in the personalities that we love to hate. Remember, it's a Punch and Judy show. You throw pies at the guy you hate. That's the whole idea of giving you a front man. That's it. The reality is democracy was never given to the people. I've gone through the history of the parallel government. They never intended to give democracy to the people. That's why they set it up as a parallel government an awful long time ago. And they knew exactly where they were going. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just, as I say, letting off steam tonight, because it's amazing to me how people are succumbing to all the, what I call counterintelligence, where they mix fantasy with the truth. They give you real entertainment to do with, as I say, out-of-body experiences and all that kind of stuff, stuff that makes you go ooh and ah, and mix it all together until the vital truth is just in a big... It's like those lamps you used to sell, those lava lamps, they called them, with the bubbles going down and all mushed together. That's what happens to the truth when you mix it with stuff like that, you see. And therefore, the few that put out the truth are mixed in with the conspiracy theorists. Who gave us the term conspiracy theorist? The government gave it to us, you see. Now people join groups. They look for groups that they want to join. What type of conspiracy theorist group do they want to join? You see, there's nothing comes out of the people from the grassroots ever. That's what Plato said. It's all given to you, and you simply are given a choice between A, B, C, or D. That's like most things in life are like that. During the 60s, it was the blue jean era. Blue jeans came out. That's when they're wearing blue outfits in communist China. No one connected it. So denim blue was everywhere. Later on, they give you a different type of music after the rock where it was drain pipe pants that were like sprayed on or that type. And then they give you the baggy ones to rebel with. So if you want to rebel, they give you this or that, you see, a couple of choices. Either way, the baggy pants and the squint hats, or you get a crew cut, or shave your head altogether and look tough. Whatever you do or copy to belong means that someone has designed this for you. Wasn't you. This is the stuff that Bernays was talking about. The last ones to think that they're being manipulated are the ones who copy. And you know why they copy? They copy so they can belong. They want to belong. These are the same people who talk about being one, you see. In the 1700s, they talked about this oneness thing. See, the battle in the 1700s was for the first time individuality, for the first time in history, anywhere on the planet, was in a couple of places, was given a chance. Individuality was given a chance to come to the top for the first time. Before that, there was no such thing as individuality or individual choices, except a certain amount for the elite, small elite ruling class over the serfs and peasants. Therefore, the battle has always been for those who can emerge out of the mass, coming out of the mass, and becoming true individuals. The communist backlash that was created by the capitalist bankers was to try and get everybody back into the oneness idea, the masses, they call it, the masses. And that was what was being chosen for today. That's why the United Nations said its greatest enemy was the individual. They'd have to stop individuality. The masses means slavery, because you're either part of the masses under the same rules and restrictions and laws, the big boot that Orwell was talking about, or you're one of the ruling elites. There's nothing in between. And so right down to, let's say, the outfit that you copy, even to the terminology that you pick up on television when you look into certain ongoing soaps or whatever for your age group, you are being downloaded by people who designed the terminology, the dress, the music, everything that goes along with it has been designed by people you will never, ever meet or even hear about. Most folk don't even think beyond buying the thing. Never mind who designed it or why did they design it. They just want it so they can belong to the group. The oneness thing. The masses. And that's what the Club of Rome said, remember, in their book, The First Global Revolution, after looking at all the systems in the world. And remember, they were speaking on behalf of the parallel government or ruling elite. The one that they'd chosen to rule over the people was collectivism. Meaning they looked at the Soviet system and they preferred it to rule the world with. Therefore, you have the small fascist elite group at the top who truly believe they're superior, because they have all the dough, and they've kept a hold of all the dough from generation to generation, with their scientific helping elite as well, who are also interbred like the Huxleys. Julian Huxley admitted that he wasn't just part of the dominant minority, he was also in the category of the scientific group. And then down below that, down below the bureaucracies, etc., there's just the masses, and that's what the Club of Rome said. It preferred collectivism. The fascists at the top, massive bureaucracies and government agencies ruling the masses in a communistic fashion. That is what's coming down across the world right now. And because the same bunch were at it, G during and before World War I. They wrote it into the League of Nations when they formed the League of Nations. They had different names before they called it the League of Nations, which became the United Nations. And the League of Nations also had down as a priority the reduction of numbers of population worldwide in 1917 or 18. The United Nations is just the phoenix rising again. It's just the reincarnation of the League of Nations with more power, more teeth, and it's now rising to its prominence, its proper place, they say, for global governance. See, there will be technically no government, technically no government eventually. It's governance. Decrees through a whole chain of levels, from the UN all the way down to what they'll call provinces or regions. The world is already set up as blocks and regions through the United Nations. And every prime minister and every president across the Western world who belongs to the United Nations has signed you tighter into these agreements with treaties, yearly, binding treaties. That's why there's nothing different going on across the planet. It's all standardized. And as I say, under the guise of saving the world, they've taken over your food supply, they've taken over your energy supply, all minerals, metals, everything. And they've been at that since the days of Cecil Rhodes, who was sent out to Africa to start that process. They sent other guys across the world to do the same thing in other countries. So a handful of corporations with the same majority shareholders own the entire world's food supply. We're now sending over the entire world's water supply to it. Everything that you need to exist as an individual living creature is in the hands of these people who want to use all of it, and they're already using it as weapons. They're past the stage of humoring and just through propaganda getting us to change our ways, behavior modification, that's what it's called. They're past that, and now they're into the brutal phase of it. We're all little primates at the bottom here. So what do you do with primates, according to people like Pavlov? You just scare the hell out of them constantly. Get them to live in fear to get fast compliance and obedience. And that, since 2001, has been ongoing. Cameras are being put up everywhere in every major country across the planet to not, and they've all admitted it does not cut crime at all. It does give them more of an income because they can certainly get more petty little things like littering, etc., get you on that, and bring cash in to the law system. But it doesn't cut crime. It's to intimidate you. When you are living under a totalitarian police state, where you're driving a vehicle and it's linked into a national database system, as in Britain, and all towns and villages are all linked in the same system, you have no peace, no privacy, and you will not behave the same way ever again. You'll be like the Soviet system, where you walk around with very dull-looking clothing on because you don't want to look so conspicuous, and you'll have a blank expression on your face as you stare at the sidewalk. It's the safest thing to do as you walk along and drudge along through your dreary lives. That is what we're coming into. And everything that's implemented in Britain, and as I've gone through the story a couple of weeks ago, where now the government's implementing cameras, mandating them in people's homes. Well, What's the rest of the countries doing when they see this going on? Well, they won't get round to me. As you go off and play with your conspiracy theories and your fantasy mixed together because it's more enjoyable rather than facing the stark truth of totalitarian reality. Because the agenda is to get everyone monitored 24 hours a day, wherever they go, including their homes. You see, you're not responsible. According to the American Psychiatric Association, no one is responsible for themselves. They're all potential terrorists, they're potential criminals. Everyone's a potential wife beater or husband beater or child molester. Everybody's got potential, you see, for everything. That's straight out of their own writings. They advocated, along with the American Psychological Association, in their own magazine years ago, that they would like to see the day where cameras were put in everybody's homes. You think this is all coincidence? Everything is just happening day by day here? Nothing is by coincidence. It was all put out there years ago with anyone who could tear their eyes away from fantasy and study what was being put out. This all ties together. Under the right conditions, anyone is capable of anyone, anything. Therefore, everyone must be monitored 24 hours a day. By whom? By their betters, by experts, by professionals who can see that grimace on the face and say, that person may be suffering from anxiety in their home and may get angry in a minute. They'll intervene before that happens. I'm not kidding you. This is what they want. And I'll tell you another thing. They're getting what they want because they have no organized opposition. At all. Any opposition out there has always got a spin or a little agenda of their own. Or appears to be opposing them, but if you look at the goals where they come down the road, they'd actually meet together with the same agenda. Global socialism, collectivism. That's the reality of life. And everybody looks around to see if anyone else is going to make the first move and go to their city hall, town council, whatever it happens to be, and say, no more, no, we're not having this. Everybody looks for someone to make the first move. Everyone does that. People talk about liberty and freedom. How do you get liberty and freedom? Do you sit back and wait for others to do it for you? I think it's one of the founders of the U.S. said that anyone who is not willing to fight for their freedom doesn't deserve liberty. The reality is anyone who doesn't fight for their freedom and their rights isn't going to get it anyway. That's what the elite already know. Because the people have been browbeaten with economic instability for years across Europe especially. From the US, they started taking it down in the 80s big time. Then with GATS, when all the top politicians signed the deals with free trade, with China and so on, and all the manufacturing moved from North America and Europe to China, they were all selling their own peoples out. And knowingly, they were knowing what they were doing. They knew it. The only people who didn't know what was going on were the ordinary citizens. They didn't know. They were getting entertained too much, you see, to be bothered with saying, wait a minute here, here's all your factories, here's another factory going off to China. Who gave your governments the right for that to happen? Who gave the governments the right to put you down as the funder, the taxpayer, to pay for all those plants getting put across to China? Because you did. You paid for them being shipped, literally, and their tooling and everything over to China, set up time, and all the profit loss they'd lose. the first few years startup. You paid for all of that. That's democracy. The European Union admitted, once they'd set up the parliament, that they showed all the documentation on the implementation of it for the first time to the public once. There was no going back. They set up the parliament, it was now working. And it said there that they set it up back in 1948 for total integration. But the public must not be told until it was complete and running. Democracy? What's happening with the Americas? What do you think that is about, too? Think anyone's going to tell you? Back in a moment after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts and Cutting Through the Matrix. And what is the matrix? The matrix is a reality that's been given to you, that you were born into, that your parents accepted. And just like a computer program, it gets updated every so often for the newcomers into this world. And it's standardized. That's why it's updating the entire population of the planet at the same time. That really is part of what the internet is used for, too. The schools across the planet use it. They all belong an association that goes under the United Nations. That's why they're all on board with the same curriculums the same fake histories, the same greening agenda, the same indoctrination process, and the same indoctrination techniques. They actually have what they call toolboxes for teachers. You can even go into sites here and find them. They tell you how to get around and past children's objections or their problems with getting, accepting this whole greening necessity. That's called indoctrination, you see. Not teaching, it's indoctrination. But that's okay, that's what the educational system is for. An international education system is for. To make sure everyone on the planet gets the same indoctrination, and then they'll all think they're in the same Plato's cave. That way they can all talk about the same things, regardless of the fact that 90% of what they talk about is non-existent or utter rubbish. Doesn't matter, as long as they all think it's true. We're living in an age that an Adolf Hitler or a Lenin or a Stalin could never have dreamt of with technology and communication across the entire planet. So the same few big organizations can indoctrinate everyone at the same time and update us daily. Fresh downloads. And sure enough, like Brzezinski said, shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. In other words, you give up your right or even ability to reason for yourselves and expect the media to do it for you, to tell you just conclusions, to give you conclusions, so you don't have to worry your little heads about trying to figure anything out for yourself. Just accept what the media tells you. They've already figured it out. Here's a conclusion. Accept it. What a great way to govern people, eh? No objections. And he says, shortly the public will be only talk about what they heard about from the previous night's news. That will be their topics. And sure enough, go into any workplace, any town, and you bring up the topic from the previous night's news, and they'll finish the conversation for you because they'll get the same updates, you see. But none of it is real because it never touches on what's really happening anywhere. You're not supposed to be involved in a governmental or governance world where it's governance. You don't have to tell the little people what's really going on under governance because governance is so vague. It doesn't have to tell you what it's doing. That's the point of it. Collectivism doesn't need your approval for whatever they want to do. Well, from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet